No, one of the things that is meant for this life is exactly the question you asked, and that's what the steps are there for. They're there to help us to handle our daily ups and downs, or, you know, because we are up and down people. We're severely up and down people. You know, one minute we're doing great, next minute, you know, the wheels have come off the cart, and it's an emergency, and everybody needs to stop what they're doing and come to our rescue, you know. And these are the kinds of things that's emotional imbalance, and this is kind of stuff that's why we drank and used the way we drank. You know, is that we can't handle an acorn landing on our head, because then we think the sky's going to fall. And it's, you know, this kind of stuff is the kind of stuff that, you know, creates a fear or soul sickness, if you will, in us, people like us. And then we become really erratic. And what happens from that moment is you start referring to all the other things that have gone on in your life that you want to make sure don't happen again. And by referring to those moments so they don't happen again, you create those moments over and over and over again. And then you ask the question, what do I do when an acorn falls on my head, over and over and over again? And that's, you know, that's why step one, to get back to, you know, we think we've been come here to get sober and to be taught self-confidence. This is like something that's just not the way it is. What we've come here to do, have a psychic change, a spiritual awakening. That means the removal of all the foundation of what we brought here as human beings. And that foundation is starting to go into now instincts and fears, and it's going into defects, and it's looking at all those things that we do to completely eliminate the consciousness we brought here and erect a new consciousness from the 12 steps, from applying the principles of step, from in a logical order form, from step 1 to 12.